Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock, fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera. So whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/video lock. Your front door, your sanity. Hi, it's Scott here. On these lessons episodes of my podcast, I'll be selecting my favorite lessons from various guests and episodes of Success Story. Today, you're going to hear from Sarah McIntyre, founder of Bright Inbound, a multi-year award-winning marketing and HubSpot agency. She has over 15 years in B2B IT marketing. She has over 20 years experience marketing in both big corporate teams as well as startups. She has exceptional experience in content marketing, tactical campaign execution. She works with some of the largest organizations in the world. Today, she's going to talk about buyer persona, how to find your buyer persona, why it's so important, how to speak to your customers, create feedback loops that get the information that you need from people that have bought your product, as well as people that haven't bought your product, so you can target better and convert more.
Firstly, we will do an internal workshop with all the people in the organization who actually have an interaction with customers. So it can be customer support, salespeople, senior execs as well. So everyone in the room would do that workshop to get all the information out of their heads about who it is that they think they deal with. Do a survey. So like use a SurveyMonkey, do a really short survey, send it to the database, and then do deep dive interviews, both with internal stakeholders and with your customers and lost customers too, if you can. So deals that you didn't win, there you get incredible amount of information from people from accounts that you didn't win, if they're willing to go that far. I haven't had many clients actually want to go that next step, but I think that's a critical learning phase for the organizations, to understanding why you went down the path with them in the sales process and then they didn't choose you. Was it because of the product? Was it the pricing? Was it why? What was it? Did the budget, you know, disappear? What were the reasons for not achieving that sale?
Do you have a strategy to get people to be more respondent to surveys so that you can collect that data more effectively?
I keep them simple, very short.
Yeah. I would assume that some of them. Sometimes it's hard to collect that data. And that's why, or I guess, you know, if you're not even trying, that's the first issue. But I think over collecting, I was looking at an employee feedback survey earlier today, and it was something like 20 to 30 questions. And yeah. I think that's a misconception that's actually effective. And then it's just like information overload for the person receiving. And it's just, they just don't want to, they shut off. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, no, exactly. I keep it really short. Those surveys are really only 5 questions.
Yeah.
And I have a template for that 5 question survey. And the point of the survey piece is also to try and get the people who are super responders. So I also do ask questions that are, text only questions, so not drop downs, because then that's also validating assumptions. Because if you're pre giving them the answers, it might be good for making pretty graphs, but it's not actually good for any kind of qualitative understanding. And what I'm looking for is people who are really committed and who write a lot, essentially.
They give you so lots of information.
Write a lot of information. It means that there's some interest there, you know, there's some passion there. So they're actually really interesting people to talk to because there's some underlying thing that they want to get out.
So it could be good or it could be bad, but at the end of the day, the information is what you need to actually build these out.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's anything is any feedback is good information to get and to send it back into your organization. And the thing I love about marketing owning this function, it also shouldn't just be a one-off function. I think you should do this quarterly if you can, is that the marketing becomes the voice of the customer and the advocate for the customer inside the organization as well. So it's not just sales-led, it's also marketing-led. So marketers can elevate themselves a little bit as well in the food chain. Sometimes yes. I find marketers can be, you know, you're just the people blowing up balloons on the trade stand over there. You know? So we don't want to be doing that. We want to, you know, actively advocating for customers and advocating for the right thing for the salespeople to do and the right thing for the company to do as we grow. We're all on the same team to increase revenue and grow companies.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/ScottClary. That's netsuite.com/ScottClary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file? Or worse, your whole computer dies. I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company, and it's really affordable, under $100 a year. If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours. That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out.